In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I've been wanting for almost 10 years to give this sermon. It's far from perfect, but I don't want to wait another 10 years. Please forgive in what follows what might be awkward and unclear. Please forgive what is dry here and there. But I do pray that you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. This morning, the Lord speaks a parable about the end of time, about the last and great day of judgment. And to many, this parable is very clear. To many, this parable says that the righteous are those who minister to the poor. The saved, or the sheep in the parable, they are the ones who feed the hungry and who visit the imprisoned. The condemned, those are the goats in the parable, those are the ones who neglect the poor. The goats are those who do not show mercy and who do not take care of those in need. Jesus, we know, says that when you do these things to the least of these, my brethren, you do them to me. And we hear this parable and we walk away and we are so confident that we know what the Lord is saying. Some people even go on to say, hearing this parable, that at the last judgment, it does not matter what I believe. It only matters what I do. It does not matter if I have faith or what faith I might have. It only matters if I have love. And others, because of this parable, are convinced that the church is to be a social agency, that the church should be in the business of ministering to the poor 24/7. The church should be an activist church. The church should be a political church. But brothers and sisters, this parable does not mean what you think it means. This may sound surprising, but the righteous Christian is not the Christian who gives to the poor. The condemned Christian is not the Christian who neglects the needy. The church is not a social agency. The church is not a political agent gaming for a nobler ideology. Christians will not be judged on the great day on what they do or do not do for those Jesus calls the least of my brethren. Proclaimed this morning is a parable from Matthew chapter 25. But to understand Matthew 25, you have to remember something about the very last verses of the gospel. The very last verses later on in chapter 28. These are the words which Christ speaks to his disciples as he sends them out into the world. We hear this passage often, very often during the year. We know it as the Great Commission. These are the words that we hear. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Here is the Great Commission. And in it, Jesus sends his disciples to preach the gospel to the nations. The nations is a term to refer to the Gentiles, to those who are not part of the church, to those who do not know the gospel. And the New Testament does this 150 times. And Scripture is very consistent. Of these 150 times, whenever Scripture says the nations, it speaks nearly every single time not about Christians and the church, but about people outside the church. about pagans and Gentiles. In other words, in the New Testament, there are two kinds of people. There are the Christians, and then there is the nations. And the church, you and I, we are sent to the nations to preach the gospel and to baptize them. In Matthew 25, in the parable of the Last Judgment, we are not told that Jesus and the archangels go and gather the Christians. We are told that they go and gather the nations. The nations are then separated into the sheep and the goats. So this is not a parable about you and me. This is a parable about what will happen to those outside the church at the end of time. The sheep are the non-Christians who show mercy to the least. And the goats are the non-Christians who refuse to help and who refuse to show mercy. Matthew 25, the parable of the sheep and the goats, is not a parable about how you and I will be judged. And for most Christians, this is totally upside down, close to heresy. Most Christians would bet the farm that Matthew 25 is a parable about Christians and about what they should do. And it's not. This parable does not tell the church about what it should do. This parable tells us who we should be. Now, before you get either too angry or too comfortable, hold on for just a moment. Before you go to Facebook and claim that your priest says we don't have to feed the hungry or visit the sick, give me just another minute. Jesus promises to be with his disciples always, even to the end of the age. This is the Great Commission. And in the Gospels, when Jesus speaks of his followers, when he speaks of his disciples, he calls them his little ones. It's a wonderful name. I love that. You and I, we are Christ's little ones. We are his beloved companions. And he cares for us so much that he promises to remain with us even as he sends us to the nations. Lo, I am with you always, he says, even to the end of the age. There are no sweeter words than that. And this is what his disciples do. This is what the church is then sent forth to accomplish. The Christians are those who become poor as Christ is poor, for the sake of Christ. The Christians are those who endure hunger and thirst as Christ endures hunger and thirst for the sake of righteousness. His little ones become weak as Christ is weak. They are forsaken and betrayed as Christ is forsaken and betrayed because they dare to choose love over power. The Christians are those who endure all suffering, all hardship, all sickness and imprisonment for the sake of delivering good news to the world. Good news that in Jesus Christ there is freedom and mercy and rest. The Christians are the little ones who were sent into the world. The Christians are the least among the nations. The Christians are those who not only preach Christ, they become Christ in love. And so, yes, the parable of the Last Judgment is, in fact, a parable for you and for me as well. But Matthew 25 is not a parable about what we should do. It is a parable about who we should become. Matthew 25 is even more challenging than we often realize. Matthew 25 does not tell us that we should give to the poor. It calls us to become the poor for the sake of the gospel. The parable of the Last Judgment does not tell us to minister to the least of the brethren. It calls us to become the least of the brethren. When Jesus speaks of those people, quote, the least of these, my brethren, says Jesus, he is speaking of his disciples now sent to the nations. The least of these, my brethren, are the little ones that he sends to an unbelieving world. And where you find the little ones, you find Christ. Because Christ promises. You don't get much more basic than that. He promises to be with his little ones, sent to the nations, even to the end of the age. The parable of the Last Judgment is often misused by Christians. Matthew 25 is used to remind us that we should be serving the poor. That is not what Matthew 25 is about. God does care for the poor, and he demands justice for the weak and the forgotten. But that is not what Matthew 25 is about. If you want to learn more about God's desire for justice, go and read the entire Old Testament. The parable of the Last Judgment is only 15 verses long. The Old Testament is over 1,000 pages filled with teachings and prophecies which call the people of God over and over again to love the poor, to stand with the weak, and to defend the powerless. That is the challenge of the Old Testament. But that is not the challenge of the parable of the Last Judgment. In fact, the parable of the Last Judgment is an even greater challenge. Matthew 25 reminds us that to love as Christ loved is to become poor as Christ is poor. To love as Christ loved is to become hungry as Christ was hungry. To teach every human being that she is loved by God is to be rejected and abandoned as Christ is rejected and abandoned. As the church, we are not called to be a social agency. We are not called to just give our money to the poor. We are called to give our lives to the poor. And that's a greater challenge. The church is not a political force fighting for change. The church is not called to present a bunch of nice words to the world. The church is called to present Christ to the world. The world will ignore the nice words, but the world will be changed by Christ and his little ones. Politics is about power, whether for good or for evil. But our faith is about the cross, which is the sign of love, never power. Our faith is not political. Faith in Jesus Christ explodes politics. Jesus blows ideology out of the water. Red state, blue state, purple state, orange state, God does not care. Love your neighbor. Brothers and sisters, on the Sunday of the Last Judgment, we are reminded that as Christians, we are called not to help the little ones loved by Christ. We are called to become the little ones loved by Christ. The rest of the world, the nations, those out there, they will be judged on how they receive the presence of Christ in his little ones, those who suffer for him. The nations will be separated into the sheep and the goats, not us. Our call is harder, much harder. Our call is to go to the sheep and to go to the goats and to love them, regardless of what it costs. Our call is to become the least of these, my brethren. Our call is to bring good news to the nations, to the honorable and to the dishonorable, to the sheep and to the goats, even if the price is hunger and thirst and imprisonment, as it has been for most of the life of the church. But if our call is harder, then so too is our call sweeter. Christ joins himself to us this day in the Holy Mysteries, and he promises to be with us even to the end of the age. He sends us to teach the nations to observe His precious commandments. We are reminded this morning that when the world sees His disciples, the world sees Christ. When the world receives our love, it receives the love of Christ. When we spill our tears and shed our blood and give away all that we have, the world receives the blood and the tears and the sacrifice of Christ. Our job is hard. It's way harder than you might think. It's easier to help the poor in the name of Christ. Harder to become the poor in the name of Christ. It's easier to love the least. Harder to become the least in love for the life of the whole world. Brothers and sisters, love the sheep, love the goats, and love the Lord who calls you this day and every day to be among His little ones. Amen.